Parshas Kisavo starts off with the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim, which is the chiyev to bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim, to the Makom HaMikdash. And Rashi tells us there was a procedure that not only began at the time that the fruits were transported, but Rashi tells us that Adam Yored, quotes the Mishnah Bikurim, Adam Yored L'toich Sadeo, a man already watches his field growing and sprouting, and his fruits sprouting. Adam Yared L'Teich Sadeo, a man descends down into his field, Veroya Te'ena, and he sees a fig, Shebichra, that started to sprout, that's not edible yet, that's not at its form that it's able to be brought. Already at that time, Korich HaLagemi, you take a little string, you wrap it around, Ve'oimer Harei Zubikur. And you say at that point in time, already at the beginning stages, just at the growth, the beginning of seeing a little bit of a semblance of a fruit, at that point in time, I designated, I separated, I put a string on it, and I say, this is Bikur. And then the Torah goes on and says, you put it in a basket, and you go to the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, you go to the Makom HaMikdash. And then you meet someone in the Makom HaMikdash. And you should come to the Koyin, Asher Yiyeh Bayamim Ahim, that's existing in those days. Rashi says, Asher Yiyeh Bayamim Ahim, Ein Lecha El Koyin Shiyavecha. You should go to the Koyin that's in your days. Ask the Ramban on Rashi, Apella. What did you think, Max? You're going to go to Aaron HaKoyin? You thought you were going to go into a Koyin from 1922? You thought you were going to meet the Koyin from 1665? Avada, I'm going to the Koyin Asher Yiyeh Bayamim Ahim. What do I need a pasuk to tell me? You should meet the Koyin that's living your day. Don't go to the Beis HaKvaros and resurrect a Koyin to give the Bikurim to. Shkoyach. Ramban says, we have such a drasha. We have such a drush in Parsha Shoiftim. It's a El Ashoifet Asher Yiyeh Bayamim Ahim En Lecha El Ashoifet Shemiyamecha. There, says the Ramban, it makes sense. People have to know that they have to trust the Rabbonim of their generation, the Gedolim of their generation, and don't say, yeah, I only listen to all the real rabbis. I only listen to those of yesteryear. I only listen to the real Gedolim. No! You have to trust. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave you a Rav in your generation. You have to trust your Rav. It says the Ramban, Bikurim. Bikurim can be given to any Koyin. Stamazo is a kasha, the Targum Yonison over here, Derech Agav, says the Koyin Gadol. They all ask on the Targum Yonison. It makes no sense. It's not true. It's against the din. It's against the halacha. Any Koyin is able to receive the Bikurim over here. The Targum Yonison is a Pella. The Belzer Rebbe has a whole piece on that. So what do you say to this Kayin that you meet in your day, that's living in your day, whatever that means? Then the Torah says, Higadati Hayoyim. Higadati Hayoyim. I have told you today. What do I tell you? La'ashem aleikecha, kivasi el ha'aretz ashenish ba'adonai la'avasin elos islanu, that I've come now finally to Eretz Yisrael. Higadati Hayoyim. And it doesn't get yet into exactly what the whole Haggadah and what you're telling the Kohen at the first time, other than, I have come finally to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Then what happens? V'lokach atena v'yodecha v'inicha lefnei mizbach adinoy eloyecha. And then the Kohen takes the basket from your hands and places it on the side of the Mizbeach. And then you start the whole parsha of Vanisa Vamarta, what we have in the Haggadah, of Jewish history, Lama Naharami, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, etc., etc., the whole first Aliyah of Parshas Bikur. Rabbi, what is this Vihigadati Hayoy? Number two, why does the Torah have to tell us that you're meeting the Kohen in your days? Obviously you're meeting the Kohen in your days. Chazal tell us that the pasuk that we just read, V'lokach HaKohen Mi'atena Mi'adecha, I forgot to tell you, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Anyone have a Sukkah here? Mesech HaSukkah? Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara in Sukkah says, V'lokach HaKohen Atena Mi'adecha. Oh, I totally forgot. I mamish forgot we were learning Sukkah. No, seriously, that was funny. I meant that literally. No. It's like, why does he have a Sukkah? That's hilarious. Okay. V'lokach HaKohen Atena Mi'adecha. Zok the Gemara. Who's v'lokach HaKohen Mi'adecha? Before you shake the Bikurim and you put it in all directions, which is called what in Halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Which is called what? Hanafa, Tnufa, excellent. V'lokach HaKohen Kohen Mi'adecha. K'siv ha'ocha v'lokach HaKohen Yodav Di'edav. Ma'kan Kohen Af La'alan Kohen. Ma'la'alan Balan Af Kan Balan. The Gemara has two drushes. Who's shaking it? Is it the Balim? Is it the person who's bringing the Bikurim? Or is it the Kohen? Listen to what the Gemara says, everybody say. Ketzad, Kohen miniach yado tachas yad bailim umeinich. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the bailim, and he's meinich. Now, you look through the Yishonim here, it's not exactly correct. It's not exactly the way it sounds. Rashi says that the bailim... Bailim oichsim besvasa kli. The bailim hold at the top at the board, at the rim of the kli, and koyin miniach yado at the bottom underneath the basket. Okay, so you're holding it, but at the end of the day, you're holding it together. Okay, why is it crucial for you to hold it together? Pasuk says, "V'lokach hakoyin netayin miyadecha." So the koyin should take it and put it wherever it's supposed to go. We have to now take it, both the Kohen and the Bailim, together in unison. I hold the top, you hold the bottom. We meet together and we shake it together. Wow. That's the whole drush of the Gemara and Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Yisai, I have the following idea. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra. Bava Basra has a lot of the sugyas discussing Havas Bikurim and Kriyas Bikurim in the fifth parak of Bava Basra. I'm not going to get into the whole details of the entire mission over here, a situation where you're Masupuk, whether or not I own enough of a land, I own enough of an area to now say Esa'arta Shana Satalanu to now be Chayvin, not only bringing Bikurim, but Kriyas Bikurim to read the whole parsha that I just told you. So the Gemara says, well, how could you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash if you're not sure you're chayiv? Isn't that chulul nazara? You can't bring a carbon, you can't bring something that you're not sure you're chayiv. So the Gemara says, I'm makdish it just in case, because it's a suffix. So the Gemara says, who are you going to give it to? You're going to give it to the Kohen, you get that. The Gemara gets into all different etzas. And then the Gemara says, finally, well, what about Parshas Kriyas HaBikur? If you're Mesupak, are you going to read it or not? If you're not chayiv in Kriya, so you shouldn't do the Kriya. Are you going to read it or not? So the Gemara says you don't own enough land. You're not because the Torah says you have to, like a ger. A ger can't bring because he can't say as ha'aretz asher nasatalanu. He doesn't have a chelek of the aretz. Part of the parsha that we learned in the first aliyah. So if you're mesupuk, you don't know. He only owns one tree, two trees. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Is that enough of area? So the Gemara says, what are you going to do about Kriya sabikur? Are you going to read the parsha or not? So the Gemara says no. Gemara says, I'm going to send it with a shliach. K'rab Yoisi Bar Chanina de Omar Botzron b'shigren b'yad shliach u'meis shliach b'derech mevi ve'eino kodem. If I harvested it and I bring it, then I bring Bikurim and I read the Parsha, like the classic situation. If my shliach is the one who is harvesting it, right? The Rashbam says, yeah, if my shliach harvests it and he's the one who brings it, so then you bring it and you do kriyas habikur. But if what? I was the one who harvested. I was the one in the field. And then a shliach, another individual, is the one who brings it to up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Then what, Rabbi Yisai? Then there's no kriya. Then the parsha of kriyas habikur, migadati ayoyim, Panisa v'amarta, the whole parsha is not read, and you just leave the Bikurim there, and that's it. And I don't even understand this gemara. What's the drasha? My time at the chsiv, the lakachto ve'vesa, this week's parsha. Ad shetehe lekicha v'avo ke'echod. Says the gemara, if one guy did the betzir in the field, and one guy does the avo, that's not betzira lekicha v'avo ke'echod. You need the same individual. Whether it's the Bailim, says the Rashbam, whether it's the Shliach. There has to be what? One person doing both actions. My Rabbi said, I don't understand. I mamish don't understand. If the Tachlis over here is the Rabbeinu Shalom wants that your first fruits should be donated to the Beis HaMikdash, who cares which individuals were the ones who harvested and which are the ones who are schlepping it up to the Beis HaMikdash? Who cares who's driving the truck? Lamaisa, are they getting dropped off in the Beis HaMikdash? Is it being delivered to the Kohen? That's all I care about. Why does it have to be Lakachta v'aveisa g'echad? And now Rabbi Yisrael the Gemara is telling you, you're not able to fulfill our parsha. If it's not Lakachta v'aveisa g'echad, if it's not one individual, then you can't read the Kriyas HaBikurim. I don't understand. The Rishonim there point out, if my shliach does everything, if you want to tell me, no, you have to do it, it's a mitzvah, it's like tefillin, you have to do it, so fine. But the Rashbam says, no. The Rashbam is a machlokes tosis in the Rashbam. But the Rashbam says there, if my shliach did everything, it's fine. I could be kohen bikurim. It's just that you can't have one guy doing this and one guy doing that. Why? Who cares? Just drop off the stuff and do the kriyas bikurim. It got there, it's the mitzvah. What's going on here with mitzvahs bikurim, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yisai, there's a gemara we learned last year in Maseches Kiddushin, which we didn't develop too long, but I asked you the question when we learned it for you guys to ponder about this. The gemara says that the Balei Malacha, the people that were involved in their jobs, they were accountants, they were lawyers, they were very busy, they were craftsmen. The Gemara says, Ein Balei Umnis Rashoin Lamoid Mipnei Talmidei Chachomim. Don't be so frum. Don't stop working and start wasting time from your employer, from your boss, and stand up for the Talmidei Chachomim. There's a time and place to show Kavod HaTorah. And if it's at the expense of another individual, says the Gemara, do not stand up. But then the Gemara says, there's a Mishnah. Kol bali umnis umdim mipneim v'shoylim v'shlomim v'omrim lahem achinu anshe mokum pleni b'yachim l'shalom. The Gemara asks in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, but there's a Mishnah that says that any person who's working, even if you're running a $1 million business over the summer, it's making a lot of money, doesn't matter. You have to stand up for certain people. Doesn't matter. You have to stand up for certain people, even while you're working, even if it's going to take a time away. So Gemara asks, is this stira? Do we take time away from work to stand up, to show COVID? Do we not take time out to show COVID? Sounds right? Good kasha, good stira, good contradiction? Listen to the Gemara's answer. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnehen oimdim. For those people you stand up. Mipnei tamidei chachomim ein oimdim. Gemara Kiddush Lama Gimel Amar Aleph. Who's Mipnehem oimdim? Who is that Mishnah referring to, Rabbi Yisai? Who? Bikurim. So
Zok Rashi b'meiviyei b'kurim k'sha'ovrim b'toch Yerushalayim.
A pele! Can you imagine? I stand up for people who are dropping off a package in Yerushalayim. Give him bikurim, which every guy did. Come on, you have to do this. It's a mechuyev. It's like putting tefillin on. You don't have an option. What are you? You're not going to give bikurim? Crazy? It's also for you to eat this fruit. It's like truma to a czar. You can't eat this stuff. What are you going to do with any? How bad are you going to bring bikurim? What, everyone keeps the mitzvah bikurim? Says the Gemara, everyone in the shuk of Yerushalayim would stop their work, would stop their job, would get off their computers and stand up and say, wow, these are chashuv individuals. But when the Talmidei Chacham and the Tzadikim would walk by, don't stop working. It's usur for you to stop working. Don't stand up. What's pshat? What's pshat in Parshas Bikurim? What is going on here, Rabbi Sai? A pele in this week's parsha.
Rabbi Yisai, the idea goes as follows. I think the Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us a tremendous, tremendous message when it comes to our parsha, when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim. And it's based off of a vart from the Mea Shiloach, the Ishbitzer, who says something unbelievable at the beginning of this week's parsha. Rabbi says, I want you to understand, what does it mean to quote an Ishbitzer? Ishbitzer was an orphan at the age of 2. The Ishbitzer was brought up from who we quoted last week, Rav Simcha Banami Pshischa, and that was his Rebbe, and he became one of the leaders of Hasidus in Jewish history. But he was a self-made individual, by say. Look at what he created and who he became. 2 years old. Do you know what that means? Says the Ishbitzer, the Lashon of Higadeti Hayoyim. Very interesting phrase in the third pasuk of this week's parasha. Higadeti Hayoyim. He said today, like Milashon Hagodah. Rashi tells us something that's different between the phrase higadata, hagada, and amira. What does Rashi tell you, Rashi, everybody say, in Parshas Yisro, the difference between hagada and amira? Koi soimru lebeis Yaakov, usagid libnei Yisro. Everybody say, what does Rashi say on that pasuk? When introducing Matan Torah, Rashi says you should give an amira to the Beis Yaakov, to the woman of the Jewish nation, and you should give an amira kasha, kashim kegidim, a dibur that's kasha kegidim, a hagada when it comes to the men. Presented in a different light, an amira raka versus a hagada. Rabbi Yisai, the lashon hagada is always referred to, based on that Rashi, as kosher kegidim. You have to say it straight. You have to say it in the way that it is, in the reality. Sukkah is psula. Sukkah is not just yemait. Sukkah is psula. Say it like it is. Hamevin yavin. Rabbi say, Zokti Ishbitzer, when it comes to halacha of avars bikurim, the agoda bikurim, the kriyas bikurim, why does he use the lashon of agada igadeti ayoyim kosher kegidim? What are you saying in such a tough, difficult, matter-of-fact way? What's going on over here? I'm not gonna hide behind anything. I'm gonna say it like it is. I'm gonna speak it like it is. I'm gonna say the reality. He got it the ayoyim. And who are you being magid to? Who are you speaking to? Says the Ishbitzer. You're speaking to the kohen. Says the Ishbitzer. An unbelievable vart that you really have to be the Ishbitzer to say this. Rabbi say, this is a vart that, in my opinion, is something I believe in and is something that's crucial for each and every one of you. This person is being involved in the Btzira, in the cultivation of his land, in trying to gather a parnasa from his crops. Daily work. What we would be calling halacha, what we call in modern day jargon, Balabas. Balabas running a business. Habas Abikurim. And then, at the beginning of seeing a little bit of profit, a little bit of success, literally, the blossoming of the fruits of his labor, he does what? He immediately responds, takes a string, and designates that that fruit and that profit and that produce is going to be given and delivered to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Comes this balabos when he brings this package and he brings this fruit from the field over here. He says something very stark to the Kohen. Kohen comes and meets him with his big day kahuna in Israel, or his frock and his long beard and in his spiritual setting with his spiritual lifestyle. And sometimes we feel a little bit disconnected. Maybe I don't fit in Makom HaMikdash. Maybe this is a place for that guy with the long beard and the suit and the tie and the person that's always saying Shtiklach Torah and learning Yoimam V'Layla. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look the same and doesn't have the same approach when it comes to me who's out there in the field. Comes along the Parsha of Kisavo and says you should say in a stark voice with a powerful statement. He got it to Ayoim and say it with Dvorim Koshim Kegidim. Zokti Ishbitzer, you think you're the only Kohen over here. You think you're the only Oyved Hashem. You think you're the only one that brings Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am just as much of a Kohen because I connected the first fruits of my labor, the first produce, and even in the field, sitting next to manure, sitting next to fertilizer, next to my chicken, I am focused on the Eibishter. And when I saw that first blossoming, I took a string and I said something so holy that gave so much Nachas Ruach to the Eibishter. I said, Harezu Bikurim. I am now channeling my life and focusing my life that wherever I am, even in the most non-Beis HaMikdash setting, I am bringing the Makom HaMikdash to my home, to my field. And that makes me a Kohen. Moira Rabboisai, the Gemara Baba Basra, that says it has to be the same individual that harvested, that was involved in the first fruits, that first blossoming. It has to be likicha v'havo ke'echod. And we asked, I don't understand. Why? What happened to the halacha, the Gemara Kedushin, shlucha shaladam kemoso? Why can't I just have this guy deliver it for me? Because if you're not creating a continuity, if you're not going to have a bridge between that first fruit, between that stage when you went down the Mishnah Bikurim and you took that string and you saw that first fruit and then you harvested that fruit and then you brought that to the Mikdash. If you're not going through every stage of that process, you're missing the Yesoid of Bikurim, Rabbi Yisai. You can't be Kair Bikurim. You can't say that statement with such confidence that I am a Kohen, that I am a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you are. And I'm not belittling the Kohanim, Chas V'Shalom, Rabbi Yisai. We need the Kohanim. And we need those people that are able to bring down that Hashras Hashchina in a spiritual setting. But Rabbi Yisai, we also, says the Ishbitzer, need the Kohanim in the field. That in my opinion, sometimes those people and those balabatim that I meet in communities that are Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, and working as Bonim Lamokom in the workforce, outside, making sure to be honest, making sure to speak in a dignified manner, making sure that I am dedicated to the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking shailas on every move that I make. Can I use the microwave inside this business? If there are a lot of guys here, what do I do? What do I do here? What do I do there? And setting starim and keeping karveya itim. In my opinion, Rabbi Yisai, some of these individuals, I got to be honest with you, I have more respect for them than for the Kohanim and the Mikdash, than for the people that are learning Yoimim V'Laila. That, in my opinion, I hate to say it, is more impressive. And honestly, when I think about someone who's a shluach of the Rachmana, like the Gemara says by the Kohanim, he's an agent, he's an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he represents Yiddishkeit, I don't only think about the Kohanim and the Mikdash. I think about the Kohanim in the field. I think about the Kohanim in the workforce. And you have to believe that. And you have to speak like that. B'loshan Haggadah. He got it, the Ayoy. And therefore, it's got to be that same person that goes through the entire process. There's got to be a continuity. B'tzira, l'kicha, v'hava, ke'echa. There's all got to be one person. And when I get to the Makom HaMikdash, and right as I'm about to say the entire parsha, V'higadeti Hayom, what do I say? What do I do, Rabbi Yisai? I don't just put the Bikurim down. Torah, the Gemara, Maseches Sukkah, on Daf Mem Zayin, Rabbi says something fascinating. You have to, with the Kohen, hold on to this Kli together. You holding it at one area and he holding it at another area, and you have to meet together on this Kli and demonstrate in a physical manner and a physical representation of this concept that I'm telling you from the Ishbisser, Rabbi Yisai, is that what? That I'm a Kohen and you're a Kohen. You're a Kohen in your area and I'm a Kohen in my area. And no, neither one of us is less important. And neither one of us is less of a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch. And not only do we need the person to have a continuity, to take from the field, from the prudence, and be that same individual that brings it, and only then could he say Kriyas HaParsha Bikurim in a real manner, but I actually have to act it out. I have to demonstrate it. I have to, in an equal manner, hold this vessel with the Kohen and myself, jiving together, demonstrating the fact that we are equal. And we are here for the same reason, bringing Hashras Hashchina into this world. Rabbi Yisai, now we get to the Gemara Kiddush. A Gemara that I never understood. I don't understand. The Gemara is telling you a fascinating Kiddush. Take your work very seriously. The Rambam tells us, he learns that from Yaakov Avinu, that he didn't pull shtick with Lavan. Yaakov Avinu had the ability to finish his job, to finish his task in 1 hour, and he could have learned the rest of the day, says the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras. But the Rambam said he knew that Lavan was hiring him for a 10-hour workday, or whatever he was hired for. And he made sure to work, and he gave Lavan profits, because he worked through and through that entire time. And the Gemara is highlighting that same idea when the Gemara is telling us in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel Med Aleph, don't be frum on someone else's cheshbon. Don't stand up and start wasting time from your melacha. By the time you get back to your work, it's going to be 3 hours because you have to walk out. It's Kavanat Torah. I have to go to this chasana, that chasana. Oh, I have to show him. Yeah, no. Even if it's a Talmud Chacham, even if it's a goyin, says the Gemara, Ein Oimdim Lufnehem. This is a Shiloh of Geza. This is a Shiloh of Halacha L'Maisa Dinei Mominus. Don't waste any time. One exception to the rule. It's the one exception to the rule that may be cool. The boys say, when I see this Gemara, it's exactly what I just told you. It's exactly the theory that I have. The Balabatim that I have met that are B'nai Torah in what you would call the workforce, or as some of you have referred to as the real world. Those people that have the ability to to take those years in yeshiva, those years of dedication to learning, those values that you've gained, those connections to rebellions that you had, and don't make it a temporary situation. But the people that actually carry that out to the umnis, to the field, to the shaspitzira, and even when they're at the first blossoming of a fruit, the first thing they think about is makom hamikdash, is the Beis HaMikdash, is bringing this up to Yerushalayim before I can even sell it for a profit. Wow. The first thing a person thinks about Max when he wakes up in the morning, even though he has the busiest day, it's busy season, I cannot start my day without a Seder. I cannot start a day without a Limud. I cannot go to sleep at night without opening up a Gemara, without showing up to a Shir, without being involved in Asik HaMitzvahs. As busy as things get, and as crazy as life will be, I'm still a person that's a Shliach HaKadosh Baruch. I'm still a Kohen, and I gotta keep my personality as a Kohen. He got it, the Alayoim, I'm saying in a tough way, in a confident way, to the Kohen. You're not the only Kohen. I am meeting you, and I am sharing with you, and holding this basket together with you as we do tnufa, as we shake it around. If a person gets that message, if a person is involved in lekicha and hava, he bridges from the field up to the makom hamikdash, and is the one involved the entire way, with no separations, with no person changing the job or a line change or a shift, that now I'm going to send it to a messenger, but I'm carrying it through and through, and I'm showing that just as much as I'm in the mikdash right now with the kohen, I was in the mikdash right there, in the field, when I put that string on top of it, and it's all one situation. Then the Gemara in Kiddushin says there's one person that we got to stand up for, that we got to make sure above and beyond even a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi said the Gemara is a pele, even above and beyond a Talmud Chacham. This is a person that we better stop our malacha. The Bali Umnis will stop working and they will show kavod to. Because that's a person that is the tachlis of life. He is living what the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world for. Now we understand Chazal, at the beginning of the Parshas Bereishis, Bereishis bara Elokim, Leinivra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamad, Ela b'shvil reishis bikurim. The only reason this world was created is because of the ultimate reishis, because a person who will be able to chap that he's a kohen and he's a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever he is, as long as he keeps bikurim on his mind. Yishe kohen.
Rabbi Isai, let's finish.